Blog Talk Radio.
Era noapte târziu.
It was very late at night.
Stăteam pe o piatră afară.
I was sitting outside on a rock.
Lui Stan i-am arătat piatra că n-a fost la mine.
As Stan said, I showed him the rock when he came to my home.
Acolo stam și mă gândeam ce am făcut eu.
And I was just thinking, what did I do?
Plângeam să nu mă vadă familia.
I was crying so my family wouldn't see me.
Și odată am văzut că vine o lumină spre mine.
And all of a sudden I saw a light coming towards me.
Când am văzut lumina, am crezut că e o mașină.
When I saw the light, I thought it was a car.
În Italia și în România m-au urmărit cu mașina să mă omoare.
Because in Romania and in Italy they always try to run me over with cars. So I thought, they found me here too.
Dar n-a fost mașină,
but it was not a car.
Că lumina m-a cucerit,
the light surrounded me.
Și din lumina m-a auzit aceeași voce.
And out of the light I heard the same voice.
Era același înger.
It was the same angel.
Dumitru, de ce ești disperat?
Dumitru, why are you so despaired?
De ce m-ai pedepsit așa de tare?
Why'd you punish me so harshly?
Ce am făcut eu?
What did I do?
Ce nu m-ai lăsat pe mine în pușcărie?
Why couldn't you let me stay in prison?
Familia avea unde să stea.
But my family would have had a home.
Zic, eu n-am un implicat cap.
I don't have a bed to let my head down on.
De ce m-ai adus aici?
Why was I brought here?
Te-am adus aici, că țara asta va...
Dumitru, I brought you to this country because this country will burn.
Și m-ai adus să mă arzi aici și nu m-ai lăsat să mor în pușcărie în țara mea.
So why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in jail in my own country?
Dumitru, taci.
He said, Dumitru, be quiet.
Urcă-te lângă mine.
Get beside me.
Ce aparat a avut? Nu.
I don't know what the device was.
M-a tras lângă el.
But he pulled me beside him.
Mi-a arătat toată California.
And he showed me all of California. Do you see what I've shown you?
Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Păcatul lor a ajuns înaintea lui Dumnezeu.
Their sins have reached God.
Și Dumnezeu a hotărât să-i pedepsească pentru.
And God has decided to punish them by fire.
M-a dus și mi-a arătat Las Vegas.
He came and showed me Las Vegas.
Aici e Sodoma și Gomorra.
This is a Sodom and Gomorrah.
Într-o zi va...
And one day it will burn.
Mi-a arătat New York.
He came and showed me New York.
Aici e New York.
This is New York.
Aici
this is a Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. And then he showed me Florida. This is Florida. This is a Sodom and Gomorrah. And in one day it will burn.
You've been listening to the Wake Up America message with Dimitri Dudeman. For a copy of this very important message, please go to our website at handofhelp.com. Never before in the history of our country has our nation been in more jeopardy than now. Please order a copy of the video Wake Up America at the handofhelp.com website and get the warning out while we still have time. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us. I am Michael Boldea, your host. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast, and once more we are live. As you can hopefully tell, my voice is a little better. I'm almost over whatever it was that I had last week. It was not fun. I had to take a lot of preventative measures to keep from getting the girl sick, because what you don't want is a sick baby or a sick toddler in the house. That is no fun. As an adult, I can carry heavy burdens okay. I can do sick all right, but I can't do seeing my girl sick. Thankfully, it didn't. I'm still vigilant as far as trying to keep it from spreading. But yeah, just a little coughing once in a while. Other than that, the voice is back, and we're getting we're ready to go. So I guess the most important and impacting news of the day, something that I'm sure will affect us all, is the fact that KFC is out of gravy. That actually made the news. Yeah, so Kentucky Fried Chicken is officially out of gravy. Let the hand-wringing and pearl-clutching begin. Hopefully you're close to your fainting couches. Because not enough going on in the world, no. We had to be dealt the lethal blow regarding KFC being out of gravy. I needed a little levity because the world's going mad. Let me put it this way, because I've been getting a lot of correspondence and emails from younger people who believe that... I look down on the young. because I disregard their opinion regarding Second Amendment issues or the right to protect one's family. So let me lay it out as simply as I can so that there is no confusion on the matter, so that you can stop emailing me. If you have ever eaten a Tide Pod, you have forfeited the right to tell me how I can defend my family. If you have ever eaten a Tide Pod, you have given up the right to be taken seriously regarding any manners or matters having to do with the welfare and well-being of anyone else other than yourself. So if up until a few weeks ago or a few days ago you were eating Tide Pods like they were going out of style, and all of a sudden now you are on the front lines of the gun debate, allow me to disregard you. Allow me to ignore you. Allow me to poke fun at you. No, I don't believe that a 17-year-old who up until a week ago was frothy at the mouth from eating Tide Pods has the right to dictate, determine, or demand that anyone else give up their right to defend their family. End of rant. So yeah, that's my measuring stick right there. If you were eating Tide Pods a week ago and now you're a big, gun grabber, allow me to be colored skeptical. Now, Donald Trump said something real goofy the other day, and the Hitler chorus is back. He says something about due process. I think he misspoke. It's never going to happen. But the Hitler crowd is back in full swing, and there you go. See, Hitler's going to get your guns. No, they're not going to get your guns. Even the Democrats see it as a losing proposition. They realize that there are a lot of gun owners in these United States of America. 99.9% law-abiding. They go shoot once in a while. They defend their homesteads. They'll knock a squirrel out of a tree with a little .22. But this nation was founded on the notion of freedom. The Second Amendment is pretty clear. So unless you want to upturn the entire country, and then subsequently have the revolution of which certain peoples have spoken for the last 30-odd years. Not going to blow, toot my own horn or our ministry's horn, but go back, see what we said or what God showed my grandfather back in 1984 regarding internal revolutions and the such in this nation. Something's going to spark it. I see at least four things that have the potential of actually sparking an internal revolution in this country, and that is quite scary. It's disconcerting to see so many things just getting ready to boil over. One of them is this gun issue, because if you try to mandate the taking away of guns from law-abiding citizens, I don't think it will have the effect that a lot of the other side wants it to have. The other side is this artificially instigated notion of racial tension. There's one side which I not so lovingly call the poverty pimps. That need certain segments of the population to feel disenfranchised. They need certain segments of the population to feel as though they're entitled to something or that they're not getting a fair shake. I think the economy doing well goes a long way to sort of, I guess, hobbling that narrative. It kneecaps it pretty good, because you can tell someone they're disenfranchised all day long if they went and applied for a job and got it, and now they have the dignity of a good, you know, a decent day's wage for a decent day's work. Really can't tell them they're part of a persecuted class when, let's be honest, are there racists in America? I'm sure there are. Is it systematic? Highly doubtful. I've been called a gypsy. I've been called a wetback, even though I'm not Mexican. I look it sometimes, especially if I don't shave. I've been called a beaner. And you know what? I laughed it off. I didn't take it personally. Because, you know, there's nothing more I can do to you if you're that ignorant. There is no punishment that's commensurate with your stupidity. So I'll just let you lie and be there, you know, just soak in the stupid and go on about your day. But as far as, you know, everybody being at each other's throats, I think it's artificially inflated. I think that most people just want to live normal, quiet lives, raise their families, go to church, you know, be able to barbecue a burger on Saturday afternoon. Maybe even a steak once in a while, you know, if you got a bonus. But nobody wants class warfare. Nobody wants, but it's being fueled, and the mass media isn't helping. And the overarching narrative is that, you know, it's time that some people got their comeuppance. And if you were able to acquire and amass some sort of comfortable life, then it's not yours and you didn't deserve it and you're supposed to give it away. Look, I know enough rich people to know how hard they work. And the reason I never aspire to be rich is because I don't want to sacrifice my time with my family or my time with God or my time with, you know, my friends, in lieu of riches. You can't have it all, and so you have to choose. And I would rather be rich in relationship. I would rather be rich in seeing my daughters grow up. I'd rather be rich in spending time with God than amass a fortune by way of monetary things. I know how to do it. It's not easy. It takes time. And it's hard, but if somebody's goal was that, then who am I to, you know, say that what they have earned with the sweat of their brow now belongs to me because of some undocumented offense? So let's table that for a while because we have enough issues to deal with. In case you haven't heard it, the Russians came out with a new missile, and I haven't seen the video yet, but apparently there's one of these like cartoon, you know, trajectory sort of bomb things, and it seemingly, by all accounts, this little propaganda video appeared to show one of the new missiles heading towards the U.S. Actually, believe it or not, Florida. So that was a little interesting. It says shocking CGI footage from one of the videos appeared to show Russian rockets targeting Florida with Tampa Bay clearly visible. So yes, I know that it's important that KFC ran out of gravy. However, let's keep it in perspective, shall we? Because what Putin came out with today and what he said is that NATO no longer has any leverage over the Russian peoples because they can no longer intercept this new nuclear weapon. So let's sort of tear into this article a little bit and see what it says. Because, yeah, apparently this was a big deal. Putin came on national television, and he is very proud of this new missile. So, Russian President Vladimir Putin claimed that NATO cannot intercept a new range of Russian nuclear weapons in a speech Thursday, displaying computer-generated images of the weapons. In a State of the Nation address Thursday, the Russian strongman boasted of a new array of weapons, including a nuclear-powered cruise missile, a nuclear-powered underwater drone, and a new hypersonic missile that he claims are unparalleled in strength and would render any NATO missile defense system useless. Now, NATO should be concerned, as should pretty much all of Europe. Because, as I've said on this program time and again over the last few years, Russia has never lost sight of the brass ring. They have always wanted to regain the title of superpower, and they have always wanted to, incorporate much of Europe into what is known as Mother Russia. If you don't think that Putin has aspirations of conquest, then you haven't studied human nature. You have not studied this man whose lust for power is, it's visible. It's visible to the naked eye. You don't have to go searching. You just have to take the man at his word. He does have aspirations of conquest. He does have aspirations of assimilating much of Europe to the bosom of Russia. And I think that this new weapons array goes a long way into facilitating his desires for supremacy. Let's put it that way. So this was part of Vladimir Putin's speech. I want to tell all those who have fueled the arms race over the last 15 years, sought to win unilateral advantages over Russia, introduced unlawful sanctions aimed to contain our country's development. Translation: tried to stop us from conquering other countries. All that you wanted to impede with your policies have already happened, Putin declared. You have failed to contain Russia. And right now, NATO should pretend to be America's bestest friend, because, to be perfectly frank with you, there is no nation other than the U.S. within NATO that has the wherewithal, the spine, the backbone, or even the ability to stand up to Russia. So they should really, really be very, very nice to us. Because the words that Putin just spoke in his State of the Union address should give much of NATO the chills. Because, again, I will repeat what the man said, and it wasn't in a friendly ha-ha banter sort of way. I guarantee you his tone was not conciliatory. His tone was not friendly. It was not amicable. I want to tell all of those who have fueled the arms race over the last 15 years, who have sought to win unilateral advantages over Russia, this man is angry and bitter. And if this was a game of gotcha, Putin just won it. If this was a game of gotcha, Putin just won the game. Because right now, if he is in possession of nuclear weapons that renders all of NATO's missile defense systems useless, he's the big boy on the block with the big stick, only has to demand. And threaten. So I think we're going to start seeing a Russian movement very soon. I think that what we saw in Crimea and what we're seeing in the Ukraine is just, it's going to pale in comparison to what he's going to start to do. Because now that, as he said, they failed to contain Russia, Russia's going to spread its wings. Anytime there is a power vacuum, it gets filled. And while Merkel and all the other European fools were bending over backwards trying to ingratiate themselves to Muslims and terrorists, Putin was busy doing his utmost to do away with NATO's ability to use any sort of leverage against the Russians. So, no mas sanctions. For those of you in California, no mas means, you know what no mas means. No more sanctions for the Russians. No more policies aimed to impede Mother Russia, because now NATO's got nothing. They have no defense. Their missile defense system is useless. So now we're going to see how truly villainous people wield absolute power. Let me just put it that way. All of you that kept going on and on about Hitler, Donald Trump is an orange-haired Hitler. No. Now you're going to see what a Hitlerian mindset truly is. If you want to see how to wield absolute power, watch Putin in the next 6 months. I'll just throw that out there. So if you want to see how absolute power is wielded by a true tyrant, the next 6 months should illuminate you. Now, the story continues and it says, Putin's speech was accompanied by a series of computer-generated images showing the strength of his underwater drone, which he says operates at a speed 10 times faster than a typical vessel, making it near impossible to intercept. It was 10, 12 years ago, I think, that people who started doing math, as a hobby, kept going on and on about the Russians being unable to attack America because we had missile defense systems and anything that they tried, we could outmaneuver. So henceforth and therefore, what God showed my grandfather regarding Russia attacking the U.S., was demonstrably false, because our defense systems would preclude the Russians from carrying out said attack. Well, welcome to 2018, kids. Apparently, underwater drone operates at speed 10 times faster than typical vessels. And as such, let this sink in, makes it near impossible to intercept. Putin continued to, pat himself on the back by saying, "No one in the world has anything like that. It may appear someday, but by that time, we will develop something new." Such developments are seen largely as a response to President Donald Trump's substantial increase of the U.S. military budget, to which Russia has repeatedly threatened reaction. That is a wrong assumption, because the Russians have been working on this nonstop since forever. It's not as though a year ago they finally decided to try and make this happen because Trump increased the budget of the U.S. military. But like a certain segment of the Christian population who only sees Hitler, the media only sees Trump as the fall guy. It's his fault. So the fact that the Russians have developed new ballistic missiles that render our defense systems useless is Trump's fault. If you didn't get it, now you do. Putin continued, and I haven't watched the video because I don't speak Russian, but I'm going to watch it just to see the facial expressions, because I guarantee you this man was not in a happy mood, even though what he was declaring should have made him happy. Because he says, "No one has listened to us," he continued. "You listen to us now." I guarantee you NATO is now. Putin insisted that such military developments are purely for defensive purposes and will eventually guarantee global peace. If that wasn't just... That's just ironic. That's hilarious. The only way that it will ensure or guarantee global peace if Russia's at the top of the pyramid. So buckle up. Putin continued, "We will interpret any use of nuclear weapons against Russia and its allies, no matter how powerful they are, of low, medium, or any other yield, as a nuclear attack," he said. "It will trigger an immediate answer with all the consequences stemming from it. No one should have any doubts about that. We aren't threatening anyone unless you don't do what we tell you." No, that was me. Sorry. Let me read his words, because, you know, I'm going to get called out. "We aren't threatening anyone, and we aren't going to attack anyone. We aren't going to take anything from anyone. The growing Russian military power will guarantee global peace." Now, this will likely prove an out-and-out lie within the next, because they will likely take a lot. And NATO won't say a thing. And unless we're prepared to go to war with Russia, knowing that our defense systems are sorely lacking as far as defending against their new toys, then they're going to have their way with Europe. Putin's speech comes weeks before Russia's presidential election, which he is widely expected to win amid concerns over its democratic legitimacy. Yes, it's democratically legitimate for sure. Ha, 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 ha. The Russian people seem to love him. And his opposition, they have the accidents. It's, you know, it's, what can you do if somebody walks into a bullet? It's not his fault. So, yeah, anybody that runs in opposition for the presidency ends up, you know, acid attack or whatever that thing was. Remember when the guy with just his face was completely destroyed from a chemical reaction to whatever they poisoned them with? Yeah, good times. So, this happened today. And if you understand the prophetic relevance of it, if you understand what it really means, then you will likely be more concerned about it than the fact that KFC has run out of gravy. Now, there are currently 7 opposition candidates running against Putin. Although many have faced claims that they are in fact part of a controlled opposition designed to guarantee Putin's return to the presidency for another 6 years. Now, the man is getting on in age. He's not old, but he's getting there. And so I think that when is it next month? I think after the elections, and I'm using air quotes, which you can't see, after the election, wherein he will win by a staggering majority, you're going to start to see the movements. And you're going to start to see the Russians flexing their muscles. Because although we've been distracted by transgender bathrooms and confused people in the army wanting the U.S. taxpayer to pay for their sex change operation, although we've been distracted by Tide Pod-eating teenagers demanding that we trust the police to defend us when the police was outside listening to the gunshots and the screams as children were dying in a school, well, we were distracted by stupid, because that's what it is. I'm sorry. I know, oh, you said the word stupid. Yes, I did. We were distracted by stupidity, by foolish people who say foolish things, and we give them the time of day. We don't put them in a straitjacket and medicate them anymore. We put them on television and interview them and speak to them as though they're reasonable, logical human beings. So yes, while we were distracted by stupid, Putin built a weapon which renders our missile defense systems useless, which renders NATO's missile defense system useless. So that'll make you feel warm and fuzzy, won't it? Anyway, the first round of voting in Russia will be held on Sunday, March 18th, in case you were wondering. So I'm not expecting the unexpected. Let's put it that way. I think what happened to the U.S. elections and the way it caught the establishment by complete surprise, that's a 100-year event right there. It can only happen once in 100 years. So I do not see anyone other than Putin winning the Russian presidency. If it happens, then I don't know what to tell you. But it's highly unlikely. It's highly doubtful. Because the man has a plan, and he invested too much of his life in this singular plan for him to give up now. So if one of these 7 opposition candidates seems to have a chance, then I fear for the accident that will befall him. Let's put it that way. Because something will befall him. 1 second, my daughter's screaming at me. All right, I'm back. I hope you don't hear her in the background. But yeah, a 4-year-old doesn't understand daddy's working. She wants to play and play right now. I'm doing this from home tonight, as I have previous nights, because I need to help with the baths and such, and driving from Watertown back here takes about 30-odd minutes. So what else has been happening? It seems that YouTube has decided to censor conservatives and conservative talk, because why not? Gino, are you there? I need to go deal with my daughter.
I am here,
for a
Mike.
Second.
Mike?
All right, give me a minute. I need to go deal with my daughter because she keeps screaming.
I can do it, my brother. Yes, sir.
Thank you, bud.
Well,
I appreciate it.
I will.
I'll be right back.
Yep, I'll continue a minute where Mike's talking about the situation with Russia. What God did show Dimitri is very important, and I would encourage people to check out the dreams and messages from God. But the four areas that God showed him would come under nuclear attack would be Florida, New York, Las Vegas, and California. And today, I let Mike know that there was, as Putin did his kind of state of the country address, he showed animated videos of a warhead, or actually a nuclear missile, going to Florida and breaking up into multiple warheads. And there's no doubt the animation was fairly professional. And they have made a point of saying not only is our missile defense system unable to stop the missiles, he also made points that their technology advancements have overwhelmed any capability of the U.S. to stop these missiles. And many, many years ago when I started with Dimitri, and at a time when this message was very hard for some even churches around the country to stomach and to believe, and hard to book meetings in the late 1980s because people thought this would never happen. But one night I had a powerful dream, and I saw in the dream pretty well the in color missiles coming into America, and saw Russian insignia on the missiles, and I saw that they got in without really any opposition from the U.S. in my dream. So I do believe without a doubt that America, which believes Russia is inferior and unable to, basically handle the American, prowess in technology, which is exactly how Rome fell, thinking they were so great and impenetrable. And I would say that America's got the same kind of pride. And, Revelation 18 says, I say I'm a queen, I will not see sorrow. But God says in 1 hour you will see death, mourning, and famine. We think that we're just absolutely invincible. This is such a blinding, I believe, even allowed of God, that we think we're never going to have something like this happen. Our military is so strong and our capability so great and our wisdom so advanced. And I will say, don't ever believe that when God says he's going to raise up countries to deal with America, don't ever believe that it's not going to happen. And don't believe that America is so powerful that this could never happen. It's an absolute deceptive lie. And apparently in Revelation 18, because it would not mention this boast that this country, this modern Babylon makes, I'm a queen, basically like I'm number one, and I'll never see this happen. God's saying, yeah, you will see this happen. This will happen because of what? Pride, arrogance, sin. And I'll tell you what, looking at the video today, and there were actually multiple videos showing different military accomplishments, it was haunting. And I hope it's not a little blip on the radar and the people just overlook it like, that's just their, high-end thinking and that Russia's so powerful now. It's biblical. It's absolutely biblical that God's raising up countries that will be the tool and the hammer of God's judgment on America. Same thing with China. They're not a weak country anymore, and we don't have one enemy. We have multiple enemies. It's what God showed Mike in the dream. Go to handtohelp.com, go down to the link Dreams and Visions, and check out Mike's dream, Eagle and the Serpents. Very powerful dream. the dream about the deer that had the broken leg. It was in one of Mike's dreams, representing America and the enemies surrounding that deer, like wolves. And I'm with Mike. Civil War, we are the most divided we've ever been since the Civil War. We are divided racially. We are divided on philosophy. We are divided economically. We're divided in so many ways. A nation divided will what? Not stand. A kingdom divided will fall. And we think, and it's dangerous thinking, that this will never come on America. And the church is guilty of it as well. It's what Mike's been saying on the radio show that, yes, my brother.
Sorry, let me interject, because I've got 2 points to make. I've been listening. I dealt with
all
it
right.
quickly.
First thing,
I don't think the fact that they showed Florida being, you know, targeted was accidental, because they could have picked any other country on the face of the earth. Why didn't they pick Uganda? Why didn't they pick Bora Bora? Whatever. Why didn't they pick, you know, a dinky island in the South Pacific? Why would they pick Florida, the U.S., to show their, you know, trajectory and missile thing? It's a veiled threat for those who understand such things. I think that if we allow hubris to take over our common sense, and we don't acknowledge the fact that other nations have been quietly building up their resources, they've been quietly developing armaments while we've been dealing with foolishness, it's going to catch us completely unaware. There are so many things that are converging right now, globally speaking. There are so many things that are coming to a head, and we're ill-prepared for them because all the oxygen is being, you know, sucked out of the room by foolish things. Because it's a narrative that the mass media keeps hammering, and it's something that, okay, I wanted to mention this because I'd started talking about it before Victoria interrupted. Look, you've got YouTube, you've got Google, you've got Facebook, you've got all the big tech companies shaping the narrative. They're shutting down conservative bloggers, they're shutting down conservative speakers, they're shutting down conservative videos, so that any information you get is singular. It's one trajectory. The narrative is fixed. And you have to realize that if people don't get information except for the information that you want to provide for them, that is called propaganda. We are being propagandized as a nation. And it worked so well before that it should have worked for them again. And this is why I think there's this violent redress where they're trying to do away with any sort of opposition, because it's not working for them as readily as it once did. Because they set the narrative as far as what? Homosexuality being the new normal. Look, most people, you know, they're still skeeved out by the idea of two bearded fellas playing tongue hockey. I'm sorry. It is what it is. So, but they established the narrative and they kept hammering at it until, you know, right now, what's the new normal? Because we're past the homosexuality thing. We're past transgenderism. We're past all these other things. The last frontier for them is pedophilia, and I think it's coming. They've already tried to normalize it in glowing articles, how, you know, it's just another attraction. And the deeper we get down this rabbit hole, the darker we become as a nation, the more imminent our judgment, you know, becomes. I've said it in private to some friends, and I'm going to say it publicly, because I'm one of those people that I don't concern myself with the consequences of truth. Let me put it that way. So if I know that I'm speaking the truth, the blowback or the consequences of the thing I say really irrelevant to me. So I'm going to say this. America doesn't have a gun problem. America has a morality problem. It has a godlessness problem. The reason we're seeing what we're seeing today that we didn't see 40, 50 years ago is that morally speaking, the nation was purer. Okay? We have a absence of God problem in this nation. And until we begin to address that issue, until we fall on our knees and return in humility and brokenness to the foot of the cross, we're going to see these things play out continually because the hearts of men have been darkened. The wickedness of men seems to know no bounds. And when you have absolutely no reverence or respect for the notion of life, when you no longer believe that God breathed life into dust and made it animated, when you don't believe that it is something that is gifted to man to possess, then you have no qualms about taking it. See, we keep blustering on about, well, you know, new laws. Look, come on. Laws only work for the law-abiding. Because if somebody has the intent to do harm, a law on the books is not going to stop them. And apparently, neither is the police officer waiting outside. So that's just an aside. As far as the Russia thing, look, we're starting to see the march. I think we're starting to see the fruition of the plan. And by Putin's words, by his proclamation, we realize that this was the one thing holding them back. This was the one thing keeping the Russians from carrying out their desired plans, was the fact that NATO had a missile defense system and they couldn't penetrate it. Just dissect Putin's speech. I read it for the first time on air because I didn't have time today, but I'm going to go through it again after I get off the air and read it again because there's so much to unpack in that thing. The man acknowledged that the one thing holding Russia back was the fact that NATO had a missile defense system and they couldn't penetrate it. That is now gone. And he made it very clear that whatever it was that was holding Russia back is no longer there. Look, these are his words. You have failed to contain Russia. So, in this statement, the man is contradicting his latter statement, which says that we have no desire to, you know, conquer anybody. We have no desire for anything like that. Well, what do you mean? Then what's this whole thing about failing to contain? Because nobody tried to shrink you. Nobody tried to take anything away from you. You took the Crimea, you sort of invaded the Ukraine. So if they failed to contain Russia, what exactly have they failed to contain Russia from? That's the question that you need to ask yourself. And I know that we'd rather talk about, you know, gravy shortages, but this is the reality with which we're dealing. This is the reality which we must face, because if we refuse to face this reality, it's only going to get worse from here. So to me, this was very profound on many levels. I think that the pseudo mathematicians no longer have a reason not to believe that we are in imminent danger of being attacked by the Russians. And I think now with the full knowledge that our defenses aren't going to cut it, maybe it will compel some to fall to their knees in repentance and cry out to God and get their houses in order and learn to trust God who is able to protect. Learn to trust God who is able to shelter. Look, let's be honest. Even before this news broke, our missile defense system wasn't you know, top notch. We failed 50% of the time to shoot missiles out of the sky, because the big concern was if North Korea launches a missile, you know, how what are the chances that it will land? And it was a 50-50 shot. So half the time, our missile defenses didn't work with weaponry that was, let's call it, you know, antiquated. Apparently now it's not going to work 100% of the time, because you don't make these kind of boasts without having something to back them up with. Putin is not one to brag about things he doesn't have. He's not the braggadocious sort. You never saw his mansions, and you never saw his, you know, gold-gilded sauna or whatever else, you know, the man has. By all accounts, it is said that he is perhaps the richest man in the world. So you know that he's not the braggadocious sort. He doesn't boast of the things he has. He doesn't brag. So if he came out with this, then I would hazard to guess that what they have in their possession is at least what he said, if not a lot more. And I think this is a game changer. I think NATO's been put on alert with this State of the Union. And I think after the elections in March, we're going to see Russia's true plans materialize. And if Russia starts having the backing of the Chinese with their economic power, if the Chinese start dumping American debt to weaken the dollar, well, you got yourself a perfect storm, if you will, of really nasty things that are coming down the pike. So why talk about this for an entire hour, save the 8 minutes I have to deal with my daughter? Because if you've been lackluster in your prayer life, it should be an impetus for you to be less so. If you've been neglecting your spiritual well-being, this should be an alarm bell that time is not on your side or my side. We don't have infinite days before us to know that we are right with God. Things can happen very quickly. And I know that we like to think we're past the point in our civilization where war is an option, but just because we haven't had war on American soil in many a year, it doesn't mean other places in the world have not. Nor does it mean that other nations in the world are unwilling to initiate it. So when, and not if, but when it starts to unravel, I believe that it will unravel very quickly. And a lot of people that thought they were playing musical chairs with God will find themselves on the outs. If today you have peace and you have freedom and an opportunity to contemplate your spiritual well-being, then don't take it for granted. Use the time that you've been given to draw closer to God. Use the time that you've been given to grow and to mature and to learn to hear his voice, to walk in obedience, because the future doesn't belong to you or I, it belongs to no man. In his goodness, God has shown us glimpses of what the future holds. And it's not rainbows and butterflies, and it's not mega churches and Joel Osteen sermons. The future is a bleak thing, because we see the end of days play out even within Scripture, and we realize there are going to be horrible, horrible days. And those horrible days are not afar off. We're not looking at 50, 100 years down the road. With this thing having just happened, you could be at war within 6 months. So my message and my hope for tonight is that we regain perspective. Is that we prioritize our lives in a manner commensurate with our need for God. That we stop chasing after the foolish things and devote ourselves to wisdom itself. And that we learn from the Word what it is to walk by faith and not by sight. Because the day is coming where we will need all the faith that we can muster just to make it through. So with that, thank you for joining us. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being understanding regarding my daughter's incessant knocking. And hopefully, Lord willing, we will see you again next week. May God bless you and keep you. Gino, it's all yours.
Yeah, I mean, what Mike's saying is it's no longer veiled threat. It's right out in the open. It is obvious, their intent. No accident that they chose Florida. Animation like that takes a lot of work and effort. Obviously, Putin's a guy that you know, it's top-down control. And I doubt he would orchestrate that kind of thing without his permission. And I believe that emanates right from the top leadership of Russia. I believe they're making very clear militarily what their plan is. And I'm with Mike that it could unravel quick. In fact, I would say this is the clearest indication that I personally have seen on a military level of Russia fulfilling the prophecies given to our ministry. And it's amazing that how quickly, again, like Mike said, things are happening. No one ever thought in the early 1980s civil war would come again to America. And we are a nation that is very divided. And for sure, the civil unrest is going to happen. No one thought Russia would become strong again, and we kind of, you know, regarded Russia as a weak, impotent, you know, country, and now they are saying that they will do this if they have to and if they want to and feel threatened. And it's all I can say is please go to handifhelp.com and check out the messages God has given our ministry. It should be a time where the church wakes up, stands up, speaks up, and follows the Lord and receives the warnings of God and understands that these are legit. So we pray tonight, God, let the listeners listen and let this word get out and help the messages you've given our ministry to continue to get around this country as a last day's warning to America. Thank you all for listening to the broadcast. If you have questions, send them to lightoftruth@handofhelp.com. And may the Lord bless you and may the Lord strengthen you.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you.